It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift in our 7 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
It's a gloomy day outside. It's Michael's birthday, so it's very gloomy.
Jokes. This guy's got jokes.
Who, me? I'm not funny. Everybody on Twitter will tell you that.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. You know, I have a secret Twitter that I just use to...
A burner?
Just to get, you know...
You got a burner account?
Just to rile you up.
I, you know...
Tweet you incendiary things.
Incendiary.
I just wanted to say that word.
Incendiary. Have you ever seen Almost Famous...
Yes, it's been forever.
He uses that word, and he can't get it right at first. Like when the main character in that movie, he's trying to use it to impress someone, and he says it like three times, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much how I have to say it because I can never get it right the first time.
I'm like, I hope I actually said that right this time, and I did. I thought about it for a second. So this is not incendiary. Now I can't say it.
Incendiary.
But there are a lot of news coming out from the NFL owners' meetings. And, of course, Arthur Blank there. And he spoke with the media. And this tweet comes from D. Orlando Ledbetter, Uncle D. Led for the AJC, who covers the Falcons. He said that Falcons owner Arthur Blank said the draft will be focused on defense.
Hopefully not shocking to anybody. That's when the tweet came out about the Kelvin Banks, you know, the coaches were out there checking out Kelvin Banks. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because that's how I feel like Arthur Blank's saying the same things that I feel like it should be, right? You'll be focused on defense. We talked about all the defensive coaches at the combine. But does this mean every pick's going to be a defensive guy? Probably not. But I love what Arthur's saying. I love the direction that he thinks that this, you know, this thing is going and how the staff is evidently pointed. So, sign me up, Arthur.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Do you think that maybe he could say focus on defense after we take a left tackle?
Exactly.
Or maybe focus on defense out the gate?
I think that when you hear that, and like when I heard that yesterday, I think it was either Dylan either told me or I was listening to Dukes and Bell and I was at the gym and I go, okay, Okay, that's cool. So your first thought is, okay, defense. That's what you're going the first round, right? But then when you think about it, they focused – newsflash, y'all. They focused on defense last year in the draft.
I was thinking the same thing, dude. They focused on defense last year.
Michael Penix at 8, and then it was D-lineman, D-lineman, D-lineman.
Linebacker.
That automatically mean, not you, but anyone, all of us out there thinking that save me with the, that means the first round pick will be a defensive player. It doesn't, Tiff. You're right. It does mean that it absolutely means that it's open for business that they could take Will Campbell won't be there, or Kelvin Banks probably won't be there either. With, according to, you know, Mike, what you said yesterday, with the 15th overall pick, if they are even picking there, and it doesn't mean any of that. It just means that they have 5 picks, Mike? First,
right now.
A second, a fourth, and 2 7s.
That's correct.
That means they could have 3-2 or 4-1, or they could have 5-0 and 5 defensive picks in their offense.
Let me just speak something in here real quick before you guys keep going. Falcons coach Raheem Morris also noted, this again coming from D-Led, that they have seen some of the nation's top edge rushers and offensive tackles.
Yeah.
We know.
Sure. Yeah, sign me up. Sign me up for both, but I've had a lot of people we talked about Kelvin Banks at length yesterday and whether or not he was really worth a 15th overall pick or whether or not the Falcons were in a position to make him the 15th overall pick. I don't believe so. But it's like we talked about yesterday after Bill Barnwell's article of trading back and adding picks. And, you know, Barnwell highlighted that, you know, that he had a possible trade where you move back to 22nd and you add a third and a fourth. Dude, sign me up 10 times out of 10. Like, sign me up 10 times out of 10 because I think that the depth is there probably at both of those positions to where 7 spots is not going to crush you. In terms of the type of prospect you're going to get, and it's going to be all about development anyways. I keep trying to tell people this, develop, 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 develop. Screw getting the pick right. Go develop whoever it is you bring on board. But, yes, trade me back and get both of those positions. I'm good. The question then becomes, what happens at 15 between those two spots? And it's like we've said till we're blue in the face, let me get an edge rusher.
Yeah. I'm so on board with that. And go back to thinking. Now think about it this way. Imagine if Kirk Cousins doesn't get you a tampering. Imagine if Braylon Trice doesn't tear his ACL and you don't maybe you don't go trade the third round pick for Matthew Judon. And imagine if you're better than you were last year, you'd have been picking at 22 anyways with that number of picks. And that was kind of what you were the point I'm making is that's where this time last year when you drafted Michael Penix, you thought you would be anyways in the mid-20s back.
Yeah.
So I think you already had that mindset. I would love it. And I think you're spot on with the depth of the – if you've only looked or if you've looked the most at edge rushers and offensive line and tackles in this, that's where you've spent the most time, most of your effort, which – I'm not 100% believing, but that has played out with some of the visits, Tiff, and some of the people they talked to at the combine. Well, then you know those groups, and you're going to get you're probably feeling comfortable if you made that trade with what you would get there anyways.
Yeah. Well, you brought up an alternative series of events, right? Kirk doesn't get you the tampering. Let me throw
you win
even
a few more games.
Let me throw another wrench in there. How about this? How about Matthew Judon actually turns out to be what you thought he was last year, and you're signing him to an extension or signing him to another contract, and then we're not as worried about edge rusher. Like that's the two parts of this where it comes. You have to be able to develop these players and get them to play hard. It doesn't matter if you spend second-round pick on Ruka Roro. If you can't develop Ruka Roro, it doesn't matter. And again, you guys know where I come from this because I talk about it all the time. Oh, you know, we've drafted busts at edge. Maybe it's the Falcons. Maybe the Falcons can't develop the edge rushers or the defensive tackles or whatever it may be. So that's what my focus will be on. If you draft Kelvin Banks, fine. Develop him as a right tackle, and he better be starting day one at right tackle.
Yeah, well, I've told you if you draft a tackle in the first round, then the next day to me is cutting Caleb McGarry, and that guy's the automatic starter. I don't want to hear develop. I'm sorry, you save $14 million, and I like Caleb McGarry. I think Caleb McGarry is coming off his best season as a pro. But the reality is, where I'm at, that $14 million, if I'm going with a tackle in the first round, I can do a lot with that $14 million.
Yeah, I agree. I was trying to think of this because I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday, that Caleb McGarry has to be your first cut after you draft a tackle. I can't remember who was it at the draft like 15, 20 years ago where they drafted a quarterback. And there, like, the starting quarterback for that team was like on the ESPN set, and he was like, "I can't wait to work with this guy." And then they let him go like 24 hours later. The guy who was sitting there, who was that? I was trying so hard to think about that yesterday, and it was just a straight up like, it wasn't Eli going to New York. I can't remember who it was, but it was just a very like strange, like, "Can't wait to work with this guy." Wow, that's weird. I'm sitting at the desk and they drafted another guy at my position.
Oh my gosh.
And then I could not think of it. That's the vibes I'm getting.
No, it wasn't him. I keep wanting to say Tannehill when they draft, but he wasn't. I don't believe he's ever on anybody's set. I know no. That wasn't the case, but I keep wanting to say that.
I don't know.
I'm going to try to.
Well, I can't think of who it was.
Bo Stradamus is working on that on his.
He's on the mouse right now.
See the glow.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying. Oh. Just give me a minute.
Okay. All right, we'll give
that's
going
to bother me. Anyways.
We'll keep going.
Turn the page.
Okay, again, and Kirk Cousins, of course. I know it's almost like beating a dead horse, but. This is the time of year, and of course, Arthur Blank was asked about it, and he did tell the media there that he did spend an hour on the phone with Kirk Cousins and took five pages of notes. He said, "Kirk understands the situation. He understands our situation. He understands that we've committed a lot of funds to him over a period of time. Aspirations had been from his standpoint, from our standpoint, certainly he would play a couple of years, if not longer." Things did not develop that way.
Yeah. Can you guys sit here and theorize with me what that notepad said? Like, that's been one of my sole things about this. Is like, what did the notepad say? Okay.
I told you, they were cliff notes. Number one, it was just a sticky pad.
Number one, wants to be a starter. Number two, thinks he has, you know, three good years left in his career. Number three, wants to go to a place that he feels like he can win. Number four, loves Atlanta. Like, I'm just sitting there going, what took four pages? What could this conversation have been that long about between the two of these guys where you're like, let me grab five pages of this thing and make sure I'm right. Like, did he write down every word Kirk said? And I am sure that it was a great conversation to have respect for, in terms of the way they go about their business. I thought that five pages of notes was so head scratching. Like, dude, what is it you were writing down?
Well,
and also, did Arthur have a note taker next to him? You know what I mean? Like, I know that he could still work the pen, but look at him next to him. Like, write that down.
Pen.
Write that down. Like, I'm pointing to the paper going, write that down.
What if it was one of those situations where they did talk about his future, right? And that was like 15 minutes of the conversation. And then the rest of the notes he took was on maybe. I don't know, opening up Chipotle restaurants or whatever. I mean, it could have been about anything. It could have been about anything. It could have been about his experience. You know, I know Kirk and his wife, Julia, have redone a lot of things in their house. Maybe it was about their experiences with the Home Depots in the greater metro Atlanta area. I don't know.
It could have been. But I will say, I did wonder if any of this conversation was about what Kirk wants to do after football. Like, hey, are you settling down in Atlanta? You got family down here. What do you want to do after football? Do you want to go into coaching or front office? Or, you know, Arthur's got his hands on everything in this city. I was just curious, like, hey, stick around here for, you know, we restructure you, get a couple more years out of you, then maybe, hey, look, you know, I can put you in at this or that or whatever else you want to do in the future in this town. I just, like, there's so many caveats to a conversation between a guy that just got benched as your starting quarterback that you owe whatever, $40 million to, and the owner of a team that, you know, has moved on.
Well, let me ask, we all on the outside, right, are like, okay, Penix is probably the starter next year, right? But we haven't heard that be proclaimed
yet.
No,
Raheem said that.
Or he did say that. Okay.
He said it at the combine. He was like, at the combine, he was asked that specifically.
Okay.
And he was like, no, Michael Penix is our starter going forward. But to your point, Tiff.
Still could let him compete. If he can't go anywhere, what's going to, you know?
What happened? I mean.
Not saying he. Takes the job back or something.
I do wholeheartedly believe this is why they are in the process of, we don't have to do anything. Because What happens if Penix, you know, rolls his ankle for three, and he's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he's
out? That's what I'm saying. You've got this multi-million dollar quarterback on your roster. Like,
I think Emory Jones is the only other guy on your roster right now at quarterback.
Somebody tweeted me yesterday, could Emory Jones push Kirk Cousins for the backup role if he's still here? And I was like, no. In no world, unless you're so mad and you're so petty with Kirk Cousins that you want right. him to fill the wrath. But Emory Jones was brought in here as a scout team quarterback to mimic Jaden Daniels, and they just kept him on the futures.
And I know we have to go to break. I mean, maybe that conversation was just a lot of Kirk Cousins talking. I don't want to use this phrase, but like pleading his case as to why he wants to get out of here. Aside from just, you know, the whole starter thing has to be the catalyst for it, but you're probably trying to give more detail because, you know, the point I was just bringing up, yes, and I'm glad you said that, Raheem Morris did say Michael Penix is their guy, but who else is on the roster? So where else does that leave you now, especially, what, free agency, all this kind of stuff? Like, who else is out there to even try to get? And you can't get anybody because you're tied up in this contract.
Yeah, and that's the unique part of this, Steph. I think you're spot on when it comes to that, but I just, you know, I think there was probably a lot of conversation, Kirk saying, this is what I want. But I also wonder if there was like, if Arthur was like, hey, while I've got you on the phone, let me ask you about, you know, the meal line. I mean, what do you think about the travel arrangements? Hey,
well, maybe
while you're here, what do you think about the weight room?
Maybe he did. You know, see, that's the thing. Maybe he did ask him, hey, how did you like the improvements anyway? Did you vote for us, me as the best owner?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to know what those five pages of notes said.
What if he says, what exactly did you get us a tampering penalty for? Can we go over that? I want to know how to remedy that situation. Which, by the way,
dang,
the NFL apparently did.
We are going to give you an update on the Hawks and Trailblazers. The Hawks were back at home. It didn't fare so well. And we're going in the huddle to give you the latest NFL headlines. The NFL will have a certain number of games on a very big holiday. We will discuss next. We return here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We are moving along here on The Morning Shift. The Atlanta Hawks fall to the Trailblazers 127-113. Trae Young, 29 points, 15 assists for Atlanta. I think he's creeping in on a record there, the assist record for the franchise, I believe. I'll pull that up again. But anyway, Dyson Daniels, 22 points, 10 boards in the loss.
Yeah, frustrating game, obviously, and ugly in a lot of different ways. It was, you know, this is a game that you probably expected the Hawks to win. I look up at some point in the third quarter, they're down by 16, I want to say, at a certain point. Now, they, to the Hawks' credit, they climbed back and made it about a four-point game late in the game, but then they just couldn't stop shooting themselves in the foot. How about this number, 32 second-chance points for the Blazers last night in that game, and there was just a certain amount of time where it was – there was like two or three steals and two air balls. I'm talking about on both ends of the court. Two or three steals and two air balls on both ends of the floor at some point in the third quarter. It was not a fun brand of basketball to watch if you're a basketball purist for a while there in the middle of that game. But Dyson continues to do his thing. It's frustrating to watch because Trey actually was shooting the ball decently well last night, but the rest of the team was not. And I think maybe it was one other guy that was decent. I can't remember if it was Caris LeVert or not. But the rest of the team, awful. And Onyeka had so many open looks from three. You want him to kind of take those shots. He's been decent at those shots in the past. They were not falling last night. And in the end, the Hawks just another meh game. We sat there with, what, 11 games left of the season, trying to go down the schedule and say, hey, well, if you finish 7-4, you know, you can finish over 500, this, that, and the other. The performances like last night are why it's so frustrating. There were certain points in the game where you thought Trey was locked in, and there were certain points where it didn't seem like anybody was. And that's what the Hawks need to figure out as they move towards this play-in round.
And now, as you sit at 36-39 with the Magic at 37-40, they have kind of surpassed you in win percentage for that seventh spot. So, again, like, what are we doing? Like, why can't we be consistent? Why can't we beat teams that we're supposed to beat? I mean, Reece Shea has, what, 36 a couple of nights ago? Has 9 points last night. And I'm not trying to bag on him, but that's the rookie of the month. I need a little bit more from you. You know, Dyson Daniels wins the defensive player of the month. And that those two guys should win yearly. They should win awards for the year.
Yeah, correct. And to piggyback off that point, Data and I were actually just talking about this in the last break. The Hawks still, it's quite clear that they still are lacking that third guy who can be consistent night in, night out. Trey's going to give you, you know, what he's going to give you, the 22 to 30, or, you know, he can explode tonight and then, you know, the 10-plus assists. Dyson is around, you know, the 15 to 22 point range. He had 22 last night. But who's that third guy that's going to consistently give you that other 15 to 22, that 20 plus? Zachary can be that guy. He's not there yet. Obviously, they don't have Jalen right now, so it's quite clear they're missing that third guy. And Tiff, real quick, to your point, Trae Young is creeping in on that.
I just pulled it up too. Brad, yes. Rowland's suite.
Yes. So Doc Rivers has the record right now with 823 assists in a single season. Trae Young right behind him with 811.
So it's crazy.
Bye bye, Doc.
It just, you know, and I'll say this before we move on. It just felt like that you looked so small last night next to the Blazers. Like, watching them on the court, that's a big team.
I thought you were taking a shot at me for a second. I was like, where'd you see me at last night?
No, no. Yeah,
can't
no,
say that to someone like him.
I just thought, watching the Hawks on TV last night, like, obviously Donovan Kling and a number of other pieces they have, that's a big team, and you struggle with that. And the one thing you can't do if you're going to play small ball is turn the ball over, and they were sloppy with the ball throughout the first half yesterday.
Let's get some NFL headlines. We're going in the huddle. Reading this story from The Athletic, the NFL will air three games on Christmas Day this year. That is three. The first two streaming on Netflix and the third as part of Amazon Prime's Thursday Night Football package. So Christmas, by the way, falls on Thursday this year. And this is what an industry source confirmed to The Athletic.
And the NBA is not happy. Because they thought Christmas Day was theirs. Not so fast, my friend. I don't like it. I'm not going to lie. Because I know that when I hear that, there is a very, very good chance that I'll be working on Christmas Day. And that's a kind of a sacred day for me. But look, it works because people are gathered around their TVs. They're at home. I know this year, if I'm not working, I ain't going nowhere on Christmas Day.
Wasn't there a chance of that any time of the year? Like,
what, gather around your TV on a holiday?
No, I'm saying that you could end up working Christmas. I've been stuck at an airport. You know, there's NFL games always on.
Well, it just depends on
when it just depends on when it falls, excuse me.
Well, yeah, yes and no, because the NFL does, like, when it falls on Sunday, the NFL, as in the past, has played their games on Saturday. And I've been because I've done Christmas Eve games on Saturday, and now you might fly home on a Sunday depending on the time of your game. But I'm lucky enough to leave right after the game every game. So I just don't. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I understand it.
It's more palatable to me that it's on a Thursday.
Yeah, last year it was weird.
Okay. Last year was definitely weird on Wednesday. The fact that you got Thursday night football usually. I know you had a couple of games. It's like the streaming. This is the streaming edition of, Thanksgiving Thursday, where you get a few games. Like, now it's like just a Christmas Thursday. Like, it just seems like the same, although they're going to be on streaming service.
And it doesn't bother. I love NFL on Thanksgiving, for the record. That's a holiday I don't have a problem missing. Yeah. Think Christmas is a little bit different for me.
I mean, you look at the – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I was not on board with Christmas games before last year, and I actually enjoyed it. So I'm feeling a little bit better about this year.
You and millions of other people out there, because last year's Christmas Day Ravens-Texans game averaged 24.3 million viewers, and then the Chiefs-Steelers game drew in over 24 million viewers. That's all across Netflix and then local CBS stations in participating markets. That's according to Nielsen. And then also, I think what helped boost things was the Beyonce halftime show during the Ravens-Texans game, and that averaged 27 million people for that. So I'm actually curious to see, too, if they're going to bring out another big performer now. It's almost like it's into Super Bowl-esque kind of territory with the streaming game. So, all right, let's move along here to the Steelers. And this comes from Brooke Pryor of ESPN. Although Aaron Rodgers remains unsigned, Pittsburgh Steelers owner and president Art Rooney said he keeps hearing the star quarterback is headed in our direction. So he said we keep getting positive sort of signals about it. And that's what he told people at the annual league meetings, and that they feel pretty good about it at this point.
It kind of follows along with what we heard Mike Tomlin say, where he's like, getting to know somebody on that personal level is just a lot, a lot more than just football and getting to know somebody down to the nuts and bolts. And he's been in this game a long time, and so have I. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm reading the tea leaves, okay, Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. I don't know who should be excited about that. Is it Steelers fans? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Mike Tomlin? It seems like a good fit for right now, but I got to tell you, if I'm a Steelers fan, at some point I would love a long-term answer at the quarterback position.
I tend to wholeheartedly believe Aaron Rodgers will be there next year, and I think Jalen Milroe might be there as well. I think that they'll take and replace Jalen Milroe with a quarterback that is available late in the first or early or in the second round at all. For them, because I do believe they'll draft one. If Shedeur Sanders was to drop, I think Pittsburgh could be a team that could move up. Remember, though, that I keep hearing, well, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go there, Kirk Cousins. No, I don't think Kirk. That's not the kind of quarterback Arthur Smith wants in his system. He wants a guy that can move around. I don't think Kirk Cousins fits that mold.
Couple quick notes for you. Former Atlanta Falcon, longtime NFLer, Calais Campbell. I think this is going to be his 18th season. Yeah, it is. He has signed a one-year deal with his former team, the Arizona Cardinals, and then Cowboys' Micah Parsons. This news from general manager Jerry Jones, an owner. He said he does not believe a deal between the club and their star pass rusher is far off, so that is good news for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, he says that after he craps all over David Mugaleta, or how he pronounced his name, who is Parsons' agent, also famously Deshaun Watson's, and says, I don't talk to agents because it's between me and the player. And then Parsons doubles down and says, I don't like my agent being disrespected.
The agent is not a factor here.
Yeah. And so Parsons comes over the top and says he's one of the best agents in the league, which he's not wrong. So they might not be far apart on what they think each side wants, but Jerry is playing games. And I, at this point, let him do what he wants. He was really good in land, man, so I'm okay with Jerry Jones.
Can the Braves get off the struggle bus? And we've got a mic'd up.
We got a mic'd up coming up. It's Which One Wednesday. We'll get Dylon against Bo with Tiffany on the judgment. How about this one as we go to break? Who's a better GM, Landry Fields or Terry Fontenot right now? Think about it and see us on the other side for Mic'd Up, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This song sounds like, who is this? Do you know who it is, Dylon?
Of course I do. This is old Kenny Wayne.
So I was saying, it sounds like a little bluesy kind of,
Kenny Wayne Shepherd
kind of a song that you would sit at a bar and discuss your woes while taking a shot talking about the Braves.
See, I actually, when I hear this, when I hear
like
this,
good sign until you got a Braves.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna go a little bit different. This song, it's not a song I don't think on there, but this song reminds me of a song from the movie Roadhouse, like the old school, the 80s Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott. Yeah, because they had a blues band that played in the bar, and I know that no one on this. On this side, Day Day might be the only person that's seen Roadhouse on this show other than me. Have you seen Roadhouse, Steph? The original.
If I have,
not that
it's
crap
been...
with Connor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I have not seen that one either. But No. I'm saying if I have, it's probably been like decades. I'm not like a huge movie buff. Mm-hmm. It's something about watching, like, I like watching movies, but then part of me feels like I'm stuck inside for 2 hours. But I could be doing something else. It's a very weird relationship I have with movies.
Yeah.
Can't really explain it.
I don't have that issue. I enjoy.
I couldn't watch movies all day like some people could because I want to see the sun.
Well, it depends on the day. Is it
rainy?
Is it raining pollen outside? Then yes, I will stay inside. Like
that
Sunday,
fair.
It was hazy and pollen filled day. Dude, you know how bad the pollen is? Is that it rained
historically bad?
It rained Monday, right? And it started stopping. It stopped raining like once. I guess I got home from the office, and I had like splotches of water on my truck, and then now it's splotches of pollen still, and it's like caked on there, so it needs to be washed off. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. But yes, speaking of which.
Speaking of which, things are pretty heavy, I guess you could say, for the Braves right now.
Apparently their bats are heavy. They can't swing them quick enough to get through to the hit the ball because they're brutal.
Winless on the season, and they lost to the Dodgers 3-1 last night. As you said, the bright spot, though, was Chris Sale.
Well, through five innings.
Yeah,
he gave up three earned in five innings. Through five innings, he had one hit the Dodgers. Sixth inning kind of came off the rails. I mean, 130, 91, 167, 214, 136, 56, 158, 0, and 286. That's what the batting average was. The on-base percentage is equally as pathetic, other than Olson and Marcell Ozuna, who are both over three. And Marcell Ozuna's got a .542 on base finish. He's getting on base. He's walking.
Yeah, he had a nice little opposite field hit in his first at bat last night.
You know, though, what his on base percentage tells me, Mike? Him and Matt Olson, that's the only guys they're taking seriously right now in the lineup. And they're drawing walks.
Yeah.
And because both those guys, because Ozuna's only hitting .214. So they're getting on base. But the rest of the lineup, they have zero respect for right now, baseball.
And here's a stat I'll give you. I looked at this one today.
Stat of the day.
The opposing team is averaging 2 stolen bases per game against you right now, the Atlanta Braves. So there's been, 12 stolen bases against the Atlanta Braves, Drake Baldwin and Chadwick Tromp. I thought Drake Baldwin's offense would outweigh the lack of defensive prowess that we have without Sean Murphy in the lineup, but it has not. And they've been stealing at will and making you – and he throws one into center field last night. Again, when you're hitting 130 as a team, it doesn't really matter, but it's just another thing in another category that you're not being able to get it done.
I tweeted this morning, I do not want to hear another word about pitching until the team is more than 1-for-36 of runners in scoring position, until this team has scored more than, dude, they're 0-7. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's four games. You know how many runs they have? That's 18-36. What is it? Is it 54 and then 72? So 72 innings. You know how many runs they've scored? Two.
Mm.
And one of them was unearned. Yeah. They have scored one earned run in 72 innings. That is absolutely as bad as it gets. I mean, so I don't want to hear a freaking word about pitching.
Yeah, that's as bad as it gets, and this is going to be as good as it gets. You know what time it is? It's Which One Wednesday. Today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, or can hop online and order that to go or for delivery. Look, we got Bo versus Dylon. The Honorable Judge Tiffany will decide who's going to bring home the title today. And let's go ahead and hop right into it. How about this one? Little Pork Chop will be due very soon. I am going to Disney World over the weekend. Which one will happen first? I will chafe, or Bo will get poop on his finger.
Oh, wow.
I will chafe, or Bo will get poop on his finger. Which one will happen first?
Who's going first?
Go ahead, Bo.
You're going to be chafing first because
1,000%.
Here's the deal. Little baby squid, little pork chop, she won't be born until sometime in the 10 o'clock hour on Monday.
That's the
C-section.
Plan.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, schedule.
It's kind of scheduled. So that gives you
this week
of Monday.
What's
Monday?
That's crazy.
The 7th. Crazy. So that it gives you like a 2-day head start to get raw.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something.
To get raw.
I played Sweetens on my diaper golf, right? I played 30 holes thereabouts, and there was a lot of walking cart path only.
Yeah.
I was chafing by the end of the day.
Tough times. Go ahead, Dylon.
I'm going to go with Bo getting poop on his finger.
Yeah.
Because, listen,
he's a rookie.
Me personally, I've already given you the recipe.
You did.
To not chafe.
You did. You gave me a phenomenal product that I'm looking
forward
to.
It's called Monkey Butt. Go get you some Monkey Butt. It helps you not chafe.
Is that how they advertise to men? Because women have a bunch of chafing stuff on the market right now, but I never see it for men. I was going to tell them to go get them some Dove stick.
I'm actually going to put this out there. I actually did not know that women had that problem.
Thighs, man.
Yeah.
Have that problem. I'm just kidding.
But, yes, you go out there, you get you some monkey butt. It's phenomenal. It'll keep you dry, and it'll stop you from, having those issues. Bo, on the other hand, though, he's going to slip up, man.
Yeah.
He's going to think he cleaned an area
and get a
good
fingernail in
and
there.
he's going to go a little too far.
I'm going to stop you right now because I'm going to
take a little sniff.
Keep it moving.
You're highly underestimating the humidity of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah,
I've been to Disney. I know what it's like out there.
You definitely might. All right, follow me on this schedule. All right, follow me right here. The Hawks play Dallas tonight on a back-to-back at Dallas, and they play the Knicks on Saturday at 3 p.m. They play the Knicks on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Braves play at L.A. tonight. Friday against the Marlins, and Saturday at 7:15 p.m. Which one gets a win first, the Braves or the Hawks? Again, Hawks at Dallas tonight versus the Knicks Saturday afternoon, or the Braves tonight, Friday against the Marlins, and Saturday night. Which one gets a win first? Dylan, we'll start with you.
Oh, man. This one is honestly very tough. I'm going to give my benefit of the doubt to the Braves. They're going to get a win tonight. They're going to do it tonight. They're going to rally. They're going to get a win against the Dodgers. Bryce Elder is going to be okay enough. He's going to be just okay. He's going to probably do what the last few starting pitchers have done, 5 innings, 3 runs, somewhere around there.
Okay.
But the Braves' offense is going to explode. We're going to get a big fly from the Big Bear. We're going to get a Matt Olson home run. And the Braves are finally going to get that first win of the season.
I like that.
You think Blake Snell is going to crap the bed today? I think it is the Braves, but you're wrong because it'll be on Friday.
Friday.
Because that's when the Braves will get it. They're coming home sometimes is the best thing for you. You basically – has been a two-week road trip, essentially. And because you went out there and played some Arizona games with the Cubs, you just need to get home, get in your own bed, get a little home cooking, and then maybe the energy at Truist can fire you up. Hopefully we'll have a packed park Friday night at Truist, and you can get rolling.
Keep it moving, gentlemen.
All right, here, let's go with this one. Teased it headed into the break. Who is currently the better general manager? Is it Landry Fields or is it Terry Fontenot? I don't have to give any nuance or caveat. You guys are just up to answer, but we'll start with you.
Who is the better general manager?
Right now.
Neither one of them's taking the cake for me right now. The play-in game in the NBA, I mean, hell, half the league makes the playoffs or the play-in. Terry has you at 9-8. I think that the one thing I give Terry Fontenot credit is he's done a phenomenal job with getting talent that's already in the league to come in here and sign good deals. But I'll go with Landry Fields, and here's why.
Oh.
Here's why. Here's why. Landry Fields has won his last two trades, and that is a hell of a comeback after what this team did with the trade for DeJounte Murray, which was almost a franchise killer.
All right, go ahead, Dylon.
Terry Fontenot is the answer, and I'll tell you why. He has done more and been more successful with less. We all know the stints he had to go through those first 2 years where they had absolutely nothing to work with, and he still somehow gave Arthur Smith enough groceries to put a somewhat watchable product on the field. He did. He has gone out, and that's thanks to Arthur Blank, too, but he has gone out and made the moves that he has been supposed to make. These teams have been set up to win. It has been by no fault of Terry Fontenot that the Falcons have not succeeded. He's given them the groceries. The meal just hasn't been prepared.
Wow. Wow. I'll tell you what. You just lied through your teeth a little bit, didn't you?
I'm a little bit shocked. I'm a little bit taken off base, but nonetheless, I respect it. All right, how about this one? Let's go back to this. Dylon did not communicate very well with Abe over a 5K over the weekend, and I made light of the fact that Bo has literally never invited me to play golf out at his place out in Woodstock. All right, so which one happens first? Abe and Dylon run a 5K together, or Bo and Mike play golf? Dylon, we'll start with you.
Oh, you and Bo are going to play golf first. Look, and simply because
like, ship is sailing,
I don't run a lot of 5Ks. Like, Simone is trying to get into this thing where she's running a lot more 5Ks. If I can run them with her, I will, but I feel like most of the time our schedules don't align to where I can run the 5K with her.
Mm.
And I'm more of a baller, man. I'm a hooper at heart. So if I can, if I'm going to get up in the morning on a Saturday, I'm going to go out with my friends and go hoop because we've already got a schedule set at Saturday morning where we go hoop at and we already have things aligned. So if I can go out to the park and hoop, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, which one, Bo?
We'll play golf together because, for one, when I make plans, I show up. Unlike some people.
It wasn't my fault. Not entirely.
Abe was hot with you.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You're 28 years old?
29.
29? Oh, it's your fault, brother. If you're in a relationship, there's your first. That's why it's your fault right there.
All right. Let me stop you right there. Let's try to get in one more. How about this one? More likely for next season in the NFL. Will Levis is the Titans starting quarterback, or Kirk Cousins is the Browns starting quarterback? Which one is more likely? Will Levis starts for the Titans, Kirk starts for the Browns. Bo, we'll start with you.
Will Levis starts for the Titans. And here's why. Because I don't know if they hold on to that pick, but I don't know if they're sold on either quarterback either. The Titans are trying to play games. They're trying to be fast talkers. But I just don't believe in the Kirk Cousins of the Browns thing. It just the Browns, it doesn't make sense in any way. They don't want to give up anything, and they're not going to. So the Browns, you're telling me the Browns are going to pay, they're going to have like an $80 million cap hit for two quarterbacks this year? I find that highly unlikely.
Mm. What do you think, Dylon?
The Browns simply won't have a choice. It's going to be Kirk Cousins to the Browns. They got to do something at QB, and guess what? They've already re-signed Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett wants to win. They're going to try to make that happen. They're going to try to make Myles Garrett happy. So they're going to make another bad decision. It's going to be good for us.
They don't need to make him happy. He's already signed. They gave him the money. That made him happy.
Tiffany, I'm going to be honest. I don't know which way you're going to go on this one. So I'm not going to select which one. What do you think today?
All right. I did appreciate Dylon's sell on Kirk Cousins. I did appreciate the sell. I don't think Will Levis is going to be back, and I think the Browns already basically just said Deshaun Watson, or not basically, they said
ship has sailed.
Yeah, but they still got to pay him. That's the problem.
I know, but
he's there no matter what financially.
Remind me of the previous argument again before the Browns question.
I don't know. The Dylon
not taking personal accountability for standing up a coworker and friend.
Yes, but here's my thing is that, Bo, you are about to have a baby on Monday. Yeah. I don't foresee you playing golf anytime soon.
Oh, that's not true. I'll be out about 3 weeks, and then I'll be back.
That might be true.
We're having one, not six.
I'm a big advocate of making sure he gets out of the house at times. I just don't know that I'll be with him at any point in the future.
He doesn't invite you. I feel like it's been 2 years of the show.
I've invited him plenty of times, but Mike wants to play at a specific time frame, and that doesn't fit my life.
You're alive.
Now, moving forward, it might fit my life.
I'm going to award this to Dylon.
Oh, wow.
Just because
I didn't see it coming.
I don't foresee you hitting the golf course. Huh? I think it's not going to line up.
I live on a golf course.
I was going to hinge it on two questions, and That kind of one, I just don't. You're about to have a child. Your life is going to change in ways that you don't even know.
I'll pull a Papa Sutton. She can ride around in the golf cart with me.
Look, I am the girl that just has a dog, but I know.
Put the car seat in the golf cart.
My friends have kids.
Yeah. But now even the girl with just a dog's giving me the, you just wait and see.
I tried not to do that to you. I've tried so hard not to do that to you.
All right. When we come back here on the morning shift, well, let's look at this rundown again since I'm – guys, what's happening next? Is this
we're gonna
the
talk.
Rules proposal again?
Yeah, we're going to talk about some things that came out of the owners' meetings.
A typo there. But let's get to that. We also – hey, by the way, you know who was at the owners' meetings? Josh Kendall for The Athletic, the Falcons beat writer. So we'll hear from him a little bit later on in the show. But up next, yeah, let's get to those rule changes. We'll be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.